Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
The voice of Pittsburgh, 100.1 FM, AM 1020 KDKA. This is the KDKA Radio Morning Show with Larry Richard, who, as ambassador, is on special assignment. Gotta tell you that. I'm Kevin Battle, Larry. Doing some work. He's trying to secure massive amounts of orange juice for Western Pennsylvania. Apparently, there's going to be $1.5 million less boxes of oranges created in Florida this winter. So he's getting to the bottom of that, and probably the bottom of a good boat drink and bottom of a good conversation as well. Larry in Florida this morning. In Bradenton, Florida, where he's the ambassador. And President Biden, he's not having a good week, but he was accused of risking America's significantly weakened standing in the world by picking, quote, amateur diplomats for crucial posts, according to a former Obama White House official, crisis management expert Brett Bruen, who spent 2 years as director of global engagement for the Obama administration, lashed out after President Biden nominated a big Democratic donor as the ambassador to the United Kingdom. But what do we care about the ambassador of the United Kingdom? We're worried about the ambassador to Bradenton, Florida, making sure we have our oranges. And hopefully he's setting up my spring training trip to Bradenton, Florida to watch the Pirates. Hey, you heard Jennifer Kashinka talking about shortages and prices going up, inflation. Also, one company that's making big moves, making a big chip factory outside Columbus, Ohio. Now, I'm not talking potato chips. We're talking those computer chips that, you know, there's a big delay in getting computer chips from China and Japan right now. And that's what's causing a lot of the backups as far as getting a new car and stuff like that, and phones and everything, because everything has a chip in it. Well, Peloton is doing the exact opposite. You know, the exercise machine company? They're actually delaying a brand new factory, $400 million factory. They're going to delay it by a year. They were supposed to build it in Ohio as well. It will now open in 2024, according to a current employee. That delay could save them about $100 million. The reason they're doing it is because their warehouse and delivery centers are slashing hours because demand for exercise equipment has plummeted. And remember, you couldn't get a Peloton for a while. They were pretty much sold out. They had like 2 weeks supply, you know, in their system. Now they have over 500 days supply for Peloton equipment. Pretty amazing. The hottest item on the planet a few years ago is now one of the coldest. 500 days of supply for Peloton in the system. So they're backed up. So you won't see any new product from them. I mean, brand new. They're not going to be making it for about a year from this new factory. They have a couple other factories, one in South Carolina as well. We talked about COVID-19 and Omicron and vaccines, and a lot of people ask about, but it's never really mentioned, you know, that thing called natural immunity. What do they say? 20% of the United States have already had COVID-19. So what about natural immunity? Well, we're going to talk to Representative Eric Nelson from the 57th Legislative District. That's about Hempfield area, Westmoreland County. He's coming up with a plan for those with natural immunity, a plan for them in the workforce. And Jennifer Kashinka was talking about how you know, what, 9 million Americans said they called off last month because of COVID-19, called off at least one day of work because they had to take care of somebody or had to or felt sick themselves. Well, here's some sad news. I wrote an editorial about COVID called Banishing, Taxing, and Stripping the Unvaxxed. Now, when you read that, there's a lot of different headlines from around the world. I collected them and put them all in one thing because you don't hear them all. A lot of them aren't widely reported because there's so much other information to get out. So I put it all in one editorial. And one of the sad things I found in my research for this op-ed, which is available on kdkradio.com, just go to the opinion section, you'll see it. It's got a mask with the world on it, real cute. You'll see the picture. Well, you know that the virus has killed 855,000 Americans, but researchers at the University of Pennsylvania, in collaboration with Nemours Children's Health and the COVID Collaborative, report that through November, this is prior to Omicron, through November, 167,000 children under the age of 18 in the United States lost a parent or their caregiver due to COVID-19. 167,000 kids lost a parent because of COVID-19. That's roughly, I did the math. I'm not good at math, but well, I averaged it out. It's 1 in 430 kids. 1 in 430 kids. And then there was another piece of information, a Rasmussen Reports poll, the Heartland Institute, of 1,000 likely U.S. voters. Now, you could, you know, there's polls can be construed either way, but the gist of this poll that I also recap in my editorial on kdkradio.com is that talking about those kids, 16% of respondents, 7% Republican, 29% Democrat, and 11% independents believe that children should be removed from the custody of unvaccinated parents. Pretty amazing. All that information and more available in my new editorial at kdkradio.com. Just click on the opinion section and you will see it. You will also, if you follow me on Twitter, at Kevin Battle, or on social media, on Facebook, etc., you'll see that editorial as well for you to enjoy. I hope you do enjoy it. It takes me hours and hours and hours of effort and research to get something like that together for you. Hey, we'll check in with Larry Richard just about 8:20 to see why he is in Florida. This is the Voice of Pittsburgh, 100.1 FM, AM 1020, KDKA. Good morning. I'm Kevin Battle. Larry Richard off today. He's on special assignment. He is the ambassador of Bradenton area, right? To Bradenton area. So there's an orange juice shortage, apparently, in Florida. And Bradenton just happens to have a massive Tropicana plant. So we sent them down there to get to the bottom of it. Our sticky fingers department sent them down there. Hey, Representative Frank Ryan will join the show in 1 hour. He's not running for re-election. Why? We'll have details here on the KDK Radio Morning Show. But first, let's welcome in on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, State Representative Eric Nelson from the 57th Legislative District. He's from Hempfield. Good morning, sir. Thank you for joining KDKA.
Good morning, Kevin. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Now, you're making news, state news and national news, actually, as everybody argues about whether or not people should be vaccinated when they go to work and things like that. Companies like Starbucks say, you know what, they're not going to require a vaccine or people to prove vaccine status to work for them. They're just going to encourage it. They're going to encourage N95 masks. But something that a lot of people have not talked about until, well, you're one of the first to bring it up, is natural immunity. What's up with natural immunity?
Well, and what's so interesting about natural immunity is initially it was all about natural immunity and how those who have recovered are going to be able to move forward in a healthier manner. And just
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
A question of how long that natural immunity is. But as politics devolved, and unfortunately, what was it, Rahm Emanuel years ago, who said you can never pass up a good crisis?
Yes.
We have seen pressure on Pennsylvania's workers that if they don't comply, they actually could be terminated from their jobs, and in a way that they wouldn't even initially be able to get unemployment. It's the worst form of business pressure on Pennsylvania citizens that we've seen in an extremely long time.
Yeah, it's an amazing situation, and I think his quote was, never let a good crisis go to waste. The Omicron variant is technically less harmful than previous variants. However, as I wrote in an editorial that's on kdkradio.com, it carries at least 15 mutations on that spike protein, which makes it effective at evading the vaccine and the vaccine defenses. So is that why you're pushing natural immunity now and saying, look, if you've had COVID-19, you might be safe to go to work?
Well, and we've been working on the recognition of natural immunity for several months. And credit goes to local medical professionals and people with the courage to be able to share what's really going on behind the scenes. And what they have recognized, and but even the CDC's report that ironically just came out yesterday, that individuals with natural immunity, you know, they're doing well also. And in some cases, when we're talking about Delta, they're doing better than even vaccinated people who have received the shot but not been exposed to the virus. And I think it's important, you know, to clarify that in no way am I anti vaccine. I'm pro-constitution. I'm pro-medical freedom because individuals should be able to choose. And if somebody wants to get a vaccine, because I do believe, or anecdotally, it said, hey, this may help you have a less severe version. But
yeah.
If the goal of the vaccine is to get the antibodies, individual with antibodies should not lose their job because they haven't got a shot. That's driving a very different priority for Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I think I saw 20% of Americans have had COVID-19, so they have the natural immunity. Do we know how long the natural immunity lasts as opposed to the vaccine? The vaccine, they're saying, like, you know, 4 or 5 months, it starts wearing off pretty rapidly. What about natural immunity? Have you seen any study on that?
There have been a number of studies in different directions, and what we tried to do, what I tried to do, and staff with this legislation is just to recognize a 90-day window, which is undisputed from both sides of the issue. So if you can show proof of COVID vaccine or COVID infection within 90 days or COVID antibody within 90 days, then you would be exempt from an employer's vaccine mandate. So at the end of that quarter, you would retest and show that you still have the antibodies. Our family had COVID in October of last year, and coming into the fall, you know, I received an antibody test, which is a blood test, about 10 minutes. You know, I still had the antibodies. So I think there's still a lot we don't know. And that's why I set a 5-year sunset on this legislation, because we don't need to fill up Harrisburg with laws that are going to be changing. So this is a 5-year reasonable window that says if you've had COVID and recovered or have proof of the antibody, you do not have to be mandated to be vaccinated for your employer.
Yeah, and this is not an anti-vaccine mandate. This is, or bill, this would be an add-on, an addendum, looking at all the options for people. If you have had COVID-19, why fret and run out and get the vaccinated? What about payment? Who's going to pay for these tests, these antibody tests? Would it be up to the employee trying to prove their innocence or their immunity?
Well, you know, I set it as choice. So an employee may choose to disclose to their employer that they've had COVID. Some may not want to disclose. And also, an employee may show the antibody. Now, from a business perspective, and I'm a business guy, many employers have been spending massive amounts of dollars testing employees twice a week and also testing them while they're on the job. So there has been an enormous amount of lost productivity time for employers and employees. So I think that is going to naturally evolve. It's not government's role to determine who pays, but whether it's an individual who went, for me, it was a $50 test, for an employer who's paying for COVID tests twice a week and all that lost, they may say, absolutely, you know, we choose to recognize this. But unfortunately, a lot of our employers are under the pressure of either the woke politic attack or the concern for liability if they don't keep up with the Joneses in this area of vaccine mandates.
State Representative Eric Nelson of the Hempfield area, the natural immunity exemption, you're going to present this to Harrisburg in a couple of weeks. What are the chances it's going to pass?
You know, I'm pretty confident our first goal is to get it to advance from Labor and Industry Committee. And, you know, I'm feeling strong there. I think also the data, if we focus on data, absolutely we're going to be able to advance it from the House. I do anticipate resistance from the other aisle. Unfortunately, I don't know why, but it's Harrisburg and nothing is ever easy. So, but we got to go to work and get this thing done.
Yeah, I mean, you have the vaccine, you have natural immunity, fight it on any front you can. That's the way I feel about it. So I believe that you feel the same way. State Representative Eric Nelson, thank you for lending your voice to the voice of Pittsburgh, and good luck with your natural immunity exemption bill. Going to head to Harrisburg real soon. Thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you, Kevin. I really appreciate it. Take care.
Yes, you too, sir. Well, I have the questions right here in my hand, Jamie Meredith. The $1,000 minute, we're going to do that right after your report. Am I going to make more money on Wall Street today, or am I going to make more money winning this $1,000?
Yeah, I don't know. It looks, as of yesterday, markets are trying really hard not to go up, because after trading solidly positive for most of the day, the markets did an about face without a major catalyst and ended solidly in the red, pushing the NASDAQ officially into correction territory. Only the utility sector closed positive, but losses were led by consumer discretionary materials and technology. Dow was down just under 1%, pulled down by key names matching that sector weakness, with Intel, Home Depot, and 3M down just under 3% each. NASDAQ fell 1.3%. The component Peloton continues to make the news after rumors are out it's halting production. Shares closed down 24%. Overnight, however, the CEO said that story was not true. Shares are up about 6% in pre-market trading. S&P down about 1.1%. Economic data out yesterday was mixed. Weekly employment claims came in much higher than expected, pushing up to a three-month high, sliding closer to the 300,000 level rather than the key for job growth, 200,000 level. After a big miss with New York manufacturing earlier this week, manufacturing in the Philly area jumped more than expected, and some businesses are reporting that they are more optimistic. New home sales fell short of expectations, but again, it's due to lack of supply rather than lack of demand. Well, futures are lower as we close out the week. Dow futures down 36, NASDAQ futures down 100. That's it for the morning news. Let's see what the bell brings us at 9:30.
Thank you, Jamie Meredith. Have a great weekend.
You too. Stay warm.
Yeah, you too.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.